Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:05 on the clock. Have your host, James Jam, joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
Hope you're having a good September 6th out there, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. A little later today, we'll touch on some entertainment news, maybe get into five random facts. Somebody selling every video game console ever made.
Really? Like all at once?
Yeah.
Package deal?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Want to get into that one. All that coming up for you. Right now, we're talking about socially acceptable things.
Okay.
The world is a different place than it was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've been introduced to American Idol. Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowls. Some guy started something called Facebook. People on the internet are talking about things that were common or socially acceptable in 2002, but are not today.
Mm, it's only 20 years.
It doesn't feel that long.
No.
It doesn't seem like it was 20 years. Certainly doesn't. Especially when you think about how quickly we've grown or adapted or evolved to certain
and
things.
And how quickly the technology has changed.
The number one on this list is going out without a cell phone.
Yes. You wouldn't think about it now. Like, it's do I have my keys? I got my phone. All right, I'm good to go.
Right.
You know, the third or fourth on the list, do I have my kid?
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I left them on top of the car again, honey. Sorry. Left it on top. It's the same thing I do with my coffee. There he is. There. Come here, Junior. Come here. Yeah, that's weird to think of, though. Mm-hmm. Like, just even in essence, like, I was just thinking, like, I can't remember the last time I bought a pair of pants and didn't think, where's my phone going to go? Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. What kind of size pockets does that have on it?
The way that has kind of bled into so many other facets of our lives.
Don't get me started on pockets.
Yeah, I can't. I know better than to complain about pockets around a woman, yes. That is the most ridiculous darn thing I think I've ever heard. Like, I don't know what it was, 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was. It was very late in life that I realized that you guys are so deprived of pockets. Mm-hmm. What the what?
Yeah.
There's nobody who needs pockets more than women. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I'll stop it. Number two on the list, faux hawks, which were the mullet of the 2000s.
Faux hawks.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I bet we do. We just can't place it just yet because it was 20 years.
Are you Googling it?
Oh, the faux hawk. Yeah. Yeah, it was that.
Oh, where the top is long but the back is shaved?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
you got the side and you got the fade. The sides and the back are done.
Some of them are still socially acceptable.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I still see plenty of people, including a lot of like very quote-unquote, handsome people or whatever, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, still wearing that look.
What's not okay is like the actual bowl cut.
Where
you just chop it off and then shave the bottom.
Yeah. maybe they're not as popular, but they still seem to be pretty popular. Hanging out at the mall for hours.
That's because there's no open malls.
That's not our fault. There's no malls anymore. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of our fault, but kind of not.
Kind of is our fault. Kind of is Amazon's fault.
Kind of that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. With that, it's not on this list, but I didn't think about hanging out at the mall so much as the food court.
Oh, yeah.
There's some iconic foods in the food court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never actually seen a Sparrow's before, like in the wild.
In the wild?
Yeah.
That was not in a mall.
Right. I was joking this weekend. I don't know, because I love their pizza, but I don't know if I could eat like I would like a Domino's pizza or something like that.
Like, right. Like order a whole pizza.
Like, I don't know if I can eat one and not in a non-mall setting. Like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know.
This is the only place I can eat that.
I would have to have somebody, like, around to, like, bump into my chair every 5 seconds or whatever, or something like that. Or sit down at a very sticky table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really get the food court vibe.
Right. Like, what about Dot's ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that anywhere else.
No. The Cinnabuds.
Or the pretzel places.
Oh, mm-hmm, yes, the pretzel places. Mm-hmm. I love those. Another one that's on this list, describing men as metrosexual because they take care of themselves. Yeah, that one kind of went away.
Yeah.
Not really there anymore. I don't know of a single human being, let alone a man, that doesn't do some kind of self-care. And we're talking, I mean, the most burly of men, the most, you know, manly men of all time and stuff.
Yeah.
And they still, they use a special lotion on their hands. Mm-hmm. Or because they work with their hands all day or something like that's what we're talking about here.
Right.
You may think, oh, that doesn't apply to me. That doesn't apply to me.
You buy a specific shampoo for,
yep,
you know, dandruff, yeah, or...
There's nothing,
a foot treatment.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, everything right with that.
We got it in our heads as guys, like at some point in evolution and everything, that it makes us less of a man if we don't take care of ourselves. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know.
That's kind of self-sabotage thinking.
Kind of is. I mean, doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know,
no.
I don't know. Number one, another one on this list, fat shaming and body shaming. They're saying that this was okay to do in 2002, but not now. Like, I'm not sure I quite understand that part.
I think there was more common that it happened in 2002, whereas now it's very much frowned on.
True. Okay, I see that part of
it.
Yeah. I think I was reading it a little bit very black and white.
I don't think it was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some people thought it was, but...
And I think that also the other side of that it, like, it doesn't exist anymore is almost what they were kind of saying. And I'm like,
that's not true.
Went through this, and then Lizzo just went through it again like a year ago, and then Lizzo went through it like a year before that. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like every couple months somebody's dropping something or saying something about her, and... trying to fat shame her, which is obviously very ridiculous.
No, it's not okay. You don't know any bodies, what they're going through. I have a very dear friend who just went through this, and she was open about it on social media and talked about the situation and how it affected her and how it made her feel and how that is not what she needed,
mm-hmm.
right at that point in her life. And it's good to be open with those things when they are happening, like Lizzo was and this dear friend of mine, and to remind people that, no, it's not okay. You don't get to tell somebody what you think about their appearance or how they live their life.
We often use the phrase, we never know what's going through another person's heart or mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, and I shouldn't say often, at least I know two people in my lifetime that had weight issues, but they just thought that they were, I'm from Wisconsin, so of course I'm big. Or I can't help it.
I'm just going to be heavy.
Well, one of my friends, come to find out, was dealing with a disease that they mm-hmm. didn't even know they mm-hmm. had. And that once she got that in check, all of a sudden she's, you know, her whatever the normal body weight she's supposed to be
at a healthier body weight then. And that's the situation sometimes. But that also speaks to our healthcare system in this country.
God, yeah.
And people that can't afford to go to the doctor to find these things out.
Yeah. Another one, calling on the phone without texting first. Some people consider it cold calling. It's weird and very weird. That is very weird. Okay,
but if you think about it, that's true. We do that sometimes.
Yes,
I will
absolutely.
Text my brother, hey, is now a good time to chat? Rather than just calling him. And half of the time I'm like, well, this is okay. The other half of the time I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Why don't I just call?
How much time have I wasted by waiting for the text response back
right.
when I could have gotten the phone call done already? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I do the same thing. I do the
same
thing.
And it's with certain people, usually younger generation.
Mm.
But if it's like, if I'm going to call my dad, I just call my dad. I don't text him first. He'll answer if he can or he won't.
I blame my mother for this one.
Uh-huh.
My mom, like, her biggest pet peeve, if not maybe one of her only pet peeves, is being put on the spot.
Mm.
She just does not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
Okay.
She's much better about it now, but when we were kids, really hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Chris to spend the night. Chris is standing right there. I ask. And sure, Christopher can spend the night. Of course he can. Jimmy, can I talk to you in the kitchen just for a second? Yeah, that kind of thing.
I need to tan your hide
mm-hmm.
verbally.
I feel that way about calling somebody without texting first. Like, I'm showing up. Like,
you're putting them on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not, I don't think that's actually how I feel. I think I'm trying to think for others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like putting myself like.
Yeah. You're projecting
yes.
worries onto how they're going to respond to you calling them,
right.
which is silly.
Very silly.
I actually did the same thing this weekend. So you're not alone.
Yeah. I don't think we are alone on this one. I'm guessing. Smoking was still allowed inside most bars and restaurants in most of the country.
Yep, that's true.
I think of all the societal changes outside of like cell phones and some certain things that are very clearly obvious, the biggest change to me when I'm watching a movie from 10, 20 years ago to now is that.
The cigarette smoking inside, yeah.
I wish I could remember what movie it was I was watching. I was watching an old movie, a 1950s, 60s movie or whatever, and it was a black and white, and they're on the plane, and not the character that was, the characters that were talking, but the character, almost every character around them just smoke. Smoke
and
all
there's
around
this
them.
Haze in the plane.
Yeah,
and a plane.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where we ever thought it was okay to smoke on a plane. I don't know. Of course, it used to be okay in advertising to have a doctor on TV telling you that I recommend 2 to 5 cigarettes a day, like, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Well, and what was the, there was a series that came out just recently, and I'm not going to remember the name of it, but it had magicians in the title somehow. Mm. And there was a lot of cigarette smoking in that show, and I'm watching it, and it's a, you know, a fantasy type show, which I would normally like, but it's all these, and they're college age kids, and they're all smoking. Mm. And I'm like, what's going on? This is weird. Yeah. This is weird.
Just a couple more left on this list, being in chat rooms. I will, as an honorable mention, I will say chat rooms in general. Like, I don't,
right?
I can't tell you the last time I heard of a chat room.
Well, they do happen in Zoom calls.
Sure. Yeah.
Like where you can have a chat going as well a meeting.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably about the only case where I think it happens anymore. Or gaming. When you're gaming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like the chat room thing kind of got monopolized by gaming.
By games.
By the gaming industry.
It's a better focus for it.
Yeah. I guess with the, like, chat rooms were a lot bigger when not everybody had a social media presence. Nowadays, even if you're only on one platform, you're on Facebook or Instagram or something. And you tend to meet people a little bit more that way than you did in the chat room atmosphere like we did back 20 years ago.
Yes.
So weird, though, to think of. Like, I haven't thought about that in forever.
Mm-hmm. When I think back on my first chat room experiences, it's just kind of cringy.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, yep. It's funny, the things that I was so protective of information-wise, and then the things I think of that I was so free with, and I cringe at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cringe at both, like, just in this moment thinking about it. Yes, yes. And the number 9 on this list, number 10 on this list, I should say, frosted tips and going out with concealer.
With hair.
Yeah, yes, the frosted tips in the hair and going out without with concealer as lipstick on. I don't know what that part means.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what any of that was.
That was when nude lips were very in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the frosted tips thing, that brought back a lot.
For some reason, my brain went immediately to cereal. Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes.
Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Those are still a thing.
They're still a thing.
I still want to buy them every time I'm at the store.
Love Frosted Flakes.
I don't,
great cereal.
But I want to.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back in some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey. Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Friend of the show. Friend of the show, Zoe Deschanel. Thank you, Zoe. That was nice of you. It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu, who are open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Melissa, I know it's the beginning of the week. I hate to make you work, but I need a one or a two from you.
Oh, so I get.
I know.
Wow.
I know. It's tough. All
right, two.
All right. There we go. Gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. We want to wish a very happy anniversary to Bill and Donna Heck.
Oh, happy birthday, Bill and Donna.
Bill and Donna, congratulations. I hope you guys have a great anniversary today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Bill is going to be joining us in just about less than an hour from now with our monthly veterans update.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Nice of Bill to work on his anniversary.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Bill.
Well,
I hope they have a special day.
Yeah. Wonderful couple right there. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers celebrating their 53rd anniversary. 53.
Wow.
Man, that's impressive. Reverend Tim and Kathy Wenger.
All right. Happy anniversary, you two.
Well, Reverend Tim and Kathy, we hope you guys have a fantastic anniversary. Enjoy your 53rd. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, you two. Hope it's a great one. And you're our qualifiers.
Whoop.
There we go.
Made the list.
Taking a look at our celebrity list. Pippa Middleton is 39. Kate Middleton's sister. That's all I see for her. I don't know like anything else about
English
her.
English socialite?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything else about her. I'm so sorry. I did, but oh. I don't. I...
Philippa is her actual name. They call her Pippa. That's kind of fun.
I didn't know that. Let's see. Idris Elba is 50 today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Heimdall and Thor movies, Stringer Bell on HBO's The Wire. He played Nelson Mandela in Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, and the voice of the tiger Shere Khan in the live-action Jungle Book movies. I don't know if it was this past year or the year before, whatever, but he was people's sexiest man alive one year.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk of him possibly being the next James Bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those ones where it's a lot of pomp and circumstance. It's probably not going to happen. I think if it was going to happen, it would have already happened by
right.
now.
Right. It wouldn't have been like talk about. It would have just been fact.
I think that what they're going to try to do is go young with James Bond.
Yeah.
That they're going to go like be like origin, like beginning stories kind of thing. Not sure,
yeah, I
but
see that.
I will tell you this. I do have it on very good authority that the next James Bond going to be an English actor.
Yeah.
Huh? I know some
That's
stuff.
That's pretty controversial there, James. I don't know.
I actually would like to see Idris Elba. He's got one of those British accents that really like just flows really good and I think would fit really good in the spy game with the James Bond character.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Macy Gray is 55.
Oh, I like Macy Gray.
Yeah. Great singer, great song. Very good singer. Very good songwriter, singer. Let's see here. Oh, Rosie Perez is 58.
Wow.
I love Rosie Perez. She is a great actor, wonderful talker. This is a fun human being. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to look her up. I couldn't remember. Yeah, White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. Let's see. Paul Wattaker is 61. Paul Wattaker of AHA. Of course, Take on Me and all that. Michael Winslow is 64, and I know that that is not a household name out there, but there sure was in my house at one point. Michael Winslow is the sound effect genius, like the guy in the Police Academy of movies and everything, could make all the different sound effects with his voice. Back before we had apps that could play these things for us, you just had Michael Winslow walking around doing it for you. Like, incredibly talented.
Oh, all the Police Academy movies.
Yeah, he's a talented guy. Jeff Foxworthy is 64.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote his first redneck jokes around 1987, and he is still living off them.
Oh, yeah.
3 decades later, he's still going to, you might be a redneck if you're still doing it.
Larry the Cable Guy.
I think that whether you like Jeff Foxworthy or not, you kind of have to respect anybody that can pivot the way that he did with his career for a while there, doing game shows and stuff. You know, get your money, man. Take the opportunities when you get them.
Yeah.
Jane Curtin is 75 and still looks amazing. I bet she's still just as funny, too. Jane Curtin, original cast member of Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Kate and Allie. A lot of people know her from Third Rock from the Sun.
I love that show.
Jane Curtin is arguably, I think you could make the argument that Jane Curtin may be the most underrated person in Saturday Night Live history. In part because she's part of the original cast.
Yeah.
And in our house especially, Gilda Radner was queen. I mean, my mom loves Gilda Radner. But I, growing up, like, there were so many sketches that Jane Curtin was the straight man. Like, she was the one that had to kind of, like, be the serious person in the sketch or whatever. And it's not funny if you don't have her.
Right.
If you don't have...
You've got to have that element.
Yeah. And the way she would do it, too. Like, she was not afraid to not look pretty or sexy or any of these things. And back at a time when every actress worth their salt, that was pounded into their brain. Doesn't matter if you're playing...
You gotta be gorgeous. You gotta be young.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're playing a swamp thing. You gotta be sexy. You gotta be sexy swamp thing. Like that kind of...
Right.
Like actresses like Jane Curtin and fearless actresses like Jane Curtin pushed against that to the point where now we have the Tina Fey's, the Amy Poehler's, the Melissa McCarthy's. Like all that... And that's saying it starts and ends with Jane Curtin, but she is one of the...
She's definitely one of the pioneers of it.
You know, the Carol Burnett Show or some other live sketch comedy shows, Laugh In, the Smothers Brothers, mm-hmm. all of them great. All of them prime time, mm-hmm. which means you could only get away with certain things, which means you can only do certain things or put your actors in certain situations for certain things.
Right.
Saturday Night Live, all bets were off. And Jane Curtin was kind of one of the ones that had to deal with a lot of that. Mm-hmm. She was very, very good. Is very good. Mm-hmm. Happy 75th to her.
Wow.
Happy 78th to Swoozy Kurtz. Molly's mom on Mike and Molly, Jake Gyllenhaal's mom and Bubble Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And the one of her more famous roles, playing the opposite lawyer Jim Carrey in Liar Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Susie Kurtz, a great theater actress. And there is one of my favorite deleted scenes of all time. In Liar Liar, Jim Carrey is kind of doing his thing and going very Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he should probably play the scene at a 7 and he's doing it at a 12 or something like that. And I like Jim Carrey. I'm saying uh-huh. that as a compliment. That's right. kind of one of his things. He's doing this. They're going back and forth in this debate. And he yells something at her and she yells at him, "Over actor!" And he just loses it. He breaks character completely. Hugs her right away. Like, it was a great moment. It's such a Swoozy Kurtz moment. She's like, she does this on set a lot, just mm-hmm. keeping things loose. And
yeah.
apparently, Jim Carrey like almost cried laughing. He was laughing so hard from that. The great Roger Waters is 79 today. Pink Floyd legend.
Okay.
Hey You, Comfortably Numb, Wish You Were Here, Another Brick in the Wall. Incredible guitar player. Roger Waters, you can't tell the history of classic rock without, or really rock and roll without talking about Roger Waters.
Hmm.
David Allen Coe is 83 today. Country outlaw. Currently fighting off COVID right now, and we wish him well.
Yeah.
You never even called me by my name.
Nope.
Take this job and shove it. He co-wrote that with Johnny Paycheck. let's see here. Joanne Worley is 85. We were just talking about Jane Curtin, another female comedic genius from Laugh-In. And she was the operatic wardrobe in Beauty and the Beast. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't either.
Didn't know that. And I mispronounce her name each year on this day. Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer from the Cranberries. She would have been 51 today. She passed. She was born in 1971, passed away in 2018. Way too young. Linger, yes. Dreams, a Zombie. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of hits, the Cranberries.
Mm-hmm. They did. It was a big influential band for me when I was a teenager.
And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to, happy anniversary to Bill and Donna Heck. Happy anniversary, you two.
Happy anniversary.
And happy anniversaries to our qualifiers celebrating their 53rd, Reverend Tim and Kathy Wenger.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Celebrate and enjoy and celebrate with our friends over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. 8:37 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Want to remind you guys, in the 9 o'clock hour, Bill Heck going to be joining us with our monthly Veterans Update.
Mm-hmm.
About 9:04, 9:05, somewhere around there, Bill will be on the air with us a good 10 minutes or so. Talk about monthly veterans, things that are going on with our VFW and veterans related things.
Good.
Looking forward to that. I haven't gotten to talk to Bill in a while. And I also wanted to let the audience know that we have them here with Lincoln High School, Wisconsin Rapids fall sports schedules.
Oh, good.
We had a couple listeners asking if we had these in yet or not. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by the studio here right next to the roundabout. Come say hi to Pam and us and pick up a schedule.
Oh, they're perfect size. Just stick on your fridge with a magnet.
Yeah. And they aren't going to cost you $1 million. They're free. They're free.
Nice.
Unlike our next article, which is not free. Nothing in this is free.
Oh, dear.
Have you ever wondered how many video game consoles have come out over the years? Apparently, the answer is 2,400.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Because a French collector who claims to have all 2,400 consoles ever made is selling his entire collection on eBay for $1 million.
Wow. $1 million.
Of course, that's just the buy it now price.
Uh-huh.
If people start bidding, it could go higher. The collection spans about 50 years. No word if you can buy the collection and tell the seller he can just keep the in television one. I'm not sure about that. Atari, maybe that's you know, one of the ones they can keep.
But the original Pong.
I think that I don't think that I could have the collection if I'm doing this. If I got the million to just throw around,
right?
And I'm doing something like this, which I literally can't even like
imagine.
I can't fathom. I literally can't even fathom something like that.
No,
this article could have even said like $50,000, and I'd be in the same spot. Like I can't fathom that kind of money. I can't. No. I have no idea what I'd do with that kind of money. I had a student tonight. We were talking about this, and we were talking. She was being very encouraging about me getting this, you know, big break one day and all this. And she's like, yeah, I bet you'd be one of those guys, because the actor we were talking about beforehand, very level-headed, kept their feet on the ground kind of thing. And she was telling me, oh, I you'd be that kind of guy, I bet, and all this. And I thought it was very nice, and I'd like to think I would be.
Right.
But I am not foolish enough to pretend that I know what James with money is like. Because, spoiler alert, everybody, we've never seen that James.
Right.
I have no idea what that guy's like. I could be the biggest jerk in the world and not even, like, it's just under the surface. All I needed was a bank account. I don't believe that's me. I think a lot of our character is kind of shown actually more when you don't have a lot than when you do.
Mm-hmm.
My papa used to always tell me about watching how people treat the cook and the waiter.
Right.
And that could be in the difference of that sometimes,
yes,
and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to be as honest as I can be about this.
Right. We wouldn't know.
I don't know what me with fame and money is like. I mean, maybe I turn into one of those spoiled jerks. I don't think I would be. I would bet on not, but I don't know. I'm not going to pretend that I actually have a clue. I will say I know exactly what I would do if I had $1 million and I could just throw it at something like this. Retirement. I'm playing these things until my dying day, basically. I'm trying out all these different...
Okay, but you have all the consoles, but do you have games for those consoles?
Gotta think that it's gotta come with the games, right? It's gotta.
I mean, there's a lot of games, though.
There's a lot of them. And a lot of these systems are not even made anymore, so, you know, finding games for a... what good is having a system if you don't have a game to
play
on?
And you gotta have the cords, and you gotta have a monitor or TV that you can plug those cords into... Like, there's a lot of factors here. And you're going to have to build an addition onto your house to fit
these. I imagine if you've got $1 million to spare, you probably have the room. But
probably.
But still, I know what you're saying.
And then the time.
Oh, yeah.
To play them all.
That's...
like, how long would it take you to play one game on each one of those
consoles?
Can't
even begin to imagine.
You have to hire somebody to set them up for you.
You do remind me of a number of things that the console wars used to do. Like, you would buy a new system, and you think you had everything. It even came with a game and a controller and all this. And then it's like, yeah, but you have to buy an RF adapter or something like that.
Something to plug it in.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. And then, so you got to go back to the store to get it. Or
because you couldn't order it online.
Nope. The free game, that when the systems used to come without a game, was a nightmare. But then when they finally started coming with a game, it was okay. But that first game that you got, you played it to death.
Yes.
A million people had the name Duck Hunt pop in their head. Yes.
Yes. Duck Hunt. That's such a good game.
Oh.
But you had to have the special controller for that.
Yeah.
You couldn't play it with the regular controller, right? You had to have the gun.
Yes, you had to have the gun. And if you got that one NES game, that package, you got the Duck Hunt, I think Super Mario, and it came with the game. It came with the gun, I think.
Right.
But yeah, those early systems where you didn't get a game with it, and I don't know if you do nowadays or not.
I really don't know. I haven't bought a console.
Right. Yeah, me neither. Yeah. But me, it's been at least 20 years since I have or anything. The last one I bought, I bought off eBay.
Mm.
I didn't even, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, I've spent more time looking online for like a DOS converter so I can play my old DOS games.
Right.
On my computer.
You're not alone on that. I know a couple of people that have done that. Not so much, they don't care as much about the video game consoles, you know, the Xbox, PlayStation, that stuff, but their PC that they love playing like Oregon Trail on or whatever, or something like that.
Commander Keen.
There's these certain versions of, and you can only get them on the old, so.
Mm-hmm.
And there are converters like that, aren't there, I believe?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. Mm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, touch on a little entertainment news, and plenty more fun coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa and James here with you at 8:47 on the clock. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. The Creative Arts Emmys went down over the weekend.
Oh.
That's where they give out a bunch of statues that they don't want to bother during the actual Emmy Awards ceremony. So,
okay.
Kind of take care of a handful of things like that maybe aren't as popular. Not going to pull in a lot of viewers.
Don't want to take up the prime time show.
Yeah. And now four more people are just one award shy of the EGOT.
Ooh.
It's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem, Adele, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr.
Really?
They're all just one away. Eminem got an Emmy for the Super Bowl halftime show, which won Outstanding Variety Special.
Hmm.
Adele's One Night Only concert special won Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded.
Okay.
Paul and Ringo won Emmys as producers of Peter Jackson's special, The Beatles Get Back.
Hmm.
All four of these artists are only missing a Tony Award. And until they get one, they'll have to be satisfied with being an ego. Not an EGOT.
An ego.
Other ego recipients include Cher, Common, Ron Howard, Randy Newman, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, Martin Scorsese, composer John Williams, Kate Winslet, and Barbara Streisand.
Hmm.
The EGOT is when you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. It was considered by Miami Vice superstar Philip Michael Thomas back in 1984. He said he hoped to achieve it within the next 5 years. Mr. Philip Michael Thomas did not achieve that. No, he did not do that. Did not come even close.
Do you see Eminem performing on Broadway?
Yes, I could see that. I only say I could see that because
that's what he has to do to get a Tony.
Well, yeah, and then I could see him doing it specifically to try to win a Tony.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really begrudge that. But I mean, Mike Tyson is a Broadway star.
I suppose.
Mike Tyson had that one-man show that he was doing. It was like the only reason it stopped is because he wanted to stop doing it. Like they wanted them to keep doing it.
Oh.
It was sold out every night.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I have nothing. I have no follow-up to that. To me, all bets are off with Broadway.
Yeah.
All bets are off.
Yeah,
who knows?
That's true.
Between that, you have one of the, if not the greatest selling musical of all time, is a hip-hop musical about our forefathers.
True.
That are all old white guys, but played by Puerto Ricans and Latinos and this and that and stuff. I mean, that's the game has changed.
Yes. It's different.
And I'm not saying any of that is negative. I think it's positive. I think it's not just positive, Melissa. I think it's evolution. I mean, that's creative evolution. That's where things go.
Right.
I had a conversation this weekend about representation in that, and somebody saying, I'm so sick and tired. All they do is they just change the color of these people, and that's the only difference of the setup. That's the only difference in the story. And so? Like, it's different. It's boring to you as a white person because all you've ever had is self-representation. Like, you've always been represented.
Right.
Books, TV, movies, radio, any
Band-Aids.
Medium. Band-Aids. Literally, almost every facet of life, you have been represented.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one category white people aren't represented in. What, the NAACP? I mean, that's it. That's all, that's all you got.
That's just because they like the challenge.
Yeah, right. I mean, it means something. It really does. It may seem sillier or simple to some out there, but to many of us that have never seen ourselves on screen or on TV or a Band-Aid of our color or any of these things.
Or dolls. There's a lot of different areas to be represented in.
It's a big world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more than just you in it, you know? So, I mean, kind of understanding that is a big key to what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I don't know how much some of these things are going to change necessarily, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I do have five random facts that are more than five, and they're more than just facts. They're wicked. They're weird. They're crazy. They're all over the place. Some interesting ones. You know, there are currently 6 Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles in the U.S.
Really? 6 of them?
They each drive around a specific area of the country.
Hmm. I suppose that makes sense. They're regional wieners.
I wonder how much they spend on that a year. you know, the Oscar Mayer company.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would probably be part of the reason why there's six of them, so that they can have more of a presence without having to travel completely across the country. And what do you do if one breaks down? Where do you take that to get it fixed?
Yeah, right. Do you take it to the mechanic or to the deli? Which one do you do?
We need some more relish in here.
Yeah, I don't know what. She just it didn't start up for me this morning, man. I don't know what's going on. Oh, you see, you're low on relish.
We need to inject some ketchup in here.
Let me get some mustard in your tailpipe there. There we go. There, you're all set to go. Ready to. When the first typewriter was created in 1868, the creators saved money by not including keys for a 0 or a 1. Mm. They figured people could just use a small L.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. That is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
They didn't tell people they did this, though. They just did it. Mm-hmm. So imagine for some, there had to be a handful of people looking for the 0 and the 1 the whole time.
Right. Like, why do we have numbers 2 through 9?
Some species of caterpillars have evolved to look just like bird droppings.
Oh.
So if a bird spots them, they won't get eaten.
That's brilliant.
I mean,
it's a bold fashion move.
It is a very bold fashion move. I don't think I could pull that off. But good on.
But you know, life or death, it's worth it.
You're a lot more. You're a lot more compatible to these things when life and
James,
death is on the line.
If you were told that humans as a species could only continue if we evolved to look like poop,
yeah.
I mean,
well, we had a good run, everybody. We, you know, it was a good run. It was fun. It was interesting. You know, but our time is up. I just don't feel like that one's going to end up the way where we want it to.
Probably not. Although it could inspire a whole new line of fashion, like actual, you know, clothing and hats,
well,
and attire. Like.
Some of the fashion we got nowadays, I mean, might be an improvement. Might be. Let's see here. Some other ones. Jennifer Lopez was the first woman to have a number one movie and album in the same week.
Ooh.
It was back in 2001. The movie was The Wedding Planner and the album was J-Lo.
Wow. Good honor.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's a lot to do in one year.
McDonald's invented bubblegum flavored broccoli a few years ago, but wound up scrapping it because the kids who tasted it, taste tested it, found it too confusing.
That would be confusing.
It would be confusing.
I mean, you, because our brains do that with us. Mm-hmm. Like, they're weird that way. If you tell somebody, you know, you give somebody something that looks like, say, liver.
Yeah.
But it tastes like candy.
Oh,
your
yeah,
brain
yeah.
messes with you. You can't. You have a hard time.
We had this. Epiphany when Carl and I were doing this with the Skittles or Fruit Loops or any of those kind of things, where they're all the same, basically, but
the color's different.
Plays
so,
in your brain,
right? So you think, oh no, this orange one tastes like oranges, and this
right.
red one tastes like cherries. Well, no, they actually taste identical.
It's weird how that works. The people who created the MP3 used the same song over and over to test the compression. They used the song Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega.
Hmm.
They picked it because, quote, a warm a cappella voice is the hardest thing to compress.
Oh.
I wouldn't have known that.
Oh.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I can kind of see that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of it. Wow, is that interesting.
I wonder how she felt about that being the song that was chosen.
Great follow-up question. Yes, I would love to know what her thought is on that one. Yeah, I think this one is a little more common knowledge. Rubber bands will last much longer if they are refrigerated. When a rubber band is placed in the fridge, it causes the polymers to relax. This keeps the band from breaking down as fast as it normally does.
Huh. So that explains why the rubber band on my sourdough starter has lasted so long. Because I keep it in the fridge.
Growing up, if we wanted to find rubber bands, freezer.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. That was, my Nana used to do that all the time. Yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, I thought this was kind of like more really okay. Huh, yeah.
No, we keep them in the junk drawer.
Right. Yeah. That's what most of us do. Yeah. And
I keep them in the freezer. Who knew?
There are 293 ways to make change for a dollar.
293.
This includes change in dimes, quarters, and combinations of the two. Can figure out all. That's 293. I couldn't even figure out 20.
Wow.
That's an interesting one. The eye of an ostrich is bigger than its brain.
I did know that.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. That's one of those ones, too, that I like relearning some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I've forgotten about because you learn new ones, so you kind of like forget about other ones. But yeah.
You know, I learned one this morning that I considered showing you the picture of. I don't think I'll show you the picture, but I'll tell you that penguin eggs, the whites in penguin eggs, are clear.
After
they're cooked, they're clear.
Huh. I don't think I knew that.
But I don't know who cooks a penguin egg.
Yeah.
Like, why would they do that?
I was about to get really bent out of shape at that. I was going to move on. But since you stayed there, yeah. Whoever is cooking penguin eggs, you got to answer to me. Come talk to me. Yeah, yeah. That ain't, no.
I'm not sure why, but it has to do with protecting them from the cold.
I will come at you when the fury of 1,000 suns you come at penguins. What are you doing? What are we doing here? The largest pair of eyes in the world belongs to the giant squid.
Hmm.
Its eyes are the size of soccer balls and are at least 25 centimeters across.
Oh, my.
The largest fisheye is only around 9 centimeters wide, which belongs to the swordfish.
Wow. That's a big eye.
That is... You're definitely going to know if that's staring at you.
No kidding. That's creepy.
Did you know the dot over the small letter I has a name?
Yep. It's a tittle.
A tittle. Yep. Let's see here. Japan has 23 vending machines per person.
23 vending machines per person?
That is insane. Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. Is that where they get most of their food from?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, a lot.
Food and beverages, I guess?
Food, T-shirts, like all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
they have
vending they actually
machines
have
out there.
Merchandise, not just food and drink, which is most commonly what we see.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see. The ratio is the same per capita. Japan has the highest amount of vending machines in the world.
Wow.
A candle's flame is hot and blue in zero gravity. Diffusion feeds the flame with oxygen. This then allows carbon dioxide to move away from the point of combustion.
Hmm. That's why we have an orangish colored flame?
Yeah.
Okay. Oxygen.
And finally, this is one that I did not know, and I'm not even sure if I'm going to try this one, but I do think it's kind of interesting. Putting sugar on a cut will make it heal faster.
What?
Pour some sugar on me. No, I was about to sing a song. Sorry. Pour some sugar on top of the wound and wrap it with a bandage. The granulates of the sugar crystals will absorb any moisture that bacteria thrive on. I don't know if
this
I want to try this one or not.
Weird.
I don't know if I want to try it. I don't know. It feels weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like you would be contaminating your wound.
It feels like
with
it,
sugar. I don't know. Is sugar sterile?
Mm. Stick around, everybody. After CBS News, we'll have our monthly Veterans Update with Bill Heck and plenty more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here on Mornings on WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.